How are you today? Doing well?
So, 每个人都好吗？睡醒吗？
Yes, all right. Lots of smiling faces, so I'll take that. Good.
我看到很多微笑的面孔，这是给我很大的鼓励。
Well, this will be new for us, TC, because we have not had this speaker and translator opportunity.
Yes, I am a trainee.
The trainee. All right. I think I'm the trainee here, but very good. It will be good to share some thoughts with you here today.
谢谢神给我这个机会，能够为史牧师翻译。
Well, we are in a sermon series that I've been doing with you titled Mission Possible. And today we're looking at part two of Gideon's story and his defeat against the Midianite army.
在过去几个礼拜我们有一个讲到的系列就是没有难成的使命。今天我们进入第二步就是基甸战胜这个米甸人。
So here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to turn to Judges chapter 7. If you don't have a Bible with you, there's one in the seat next to you, or you can flip over your worship folder, and that would be okay too.
在讲到以前，希望大家能够打开圣经，是诗记第七章。
As you're doing that rather quickly, let me just share or remind us of some of the thoughts that I shared with you last month on the idea of how you and I can experience victory in life.
首先我们复习一下过去只是我讲到就是回顾如何能够经历到得胜的生命。
I began this two-part message on the story of Gideon and I shared the last month that if we're going to experience victory, number one, we need to rely on God's strength, not on our own.
那么我们首先要讲讲我们得胜生命的几个原则。第一，就是我们不能靠自己的力量，乃是靠神的力量。
And the reason for that is because God wants us, He wants you and I, to get to a place where we have to fully rely on Him.
但是我们感谢神，神才能把我们放在一个非完全靠他不可的环境当中，让我们学习功课。
Then the second thought I shared with you was this, that we cannot allow fear to get in the way of what God wants to do in us.
第二，要得到丰盛的生命，我们必须要排除恐惧。
And there are often times, I don't think I'm alone on this one, but there are often times when we let fear set in on us and it deters us from moving forward with the dreams and the hopes and the possibilities that God has given to us.
我相信我不是唯一一个，我相信大家都有这个经历，就是我们常常让恐惧阻止我们向前，破碎我们的美梦，也把我们的盼望变成泡影，也把我们的可能变成一个不可能的事情。
So the third thought that I shared with you again last month was this.When it's our time to go into battle, so Gideon was facing this significant battle, but when it's our time to go into battle, friends, listen, we have to be ready.
我们今天是讲到基甸跟米甸的打仗，所以我们必须要提醒大家，这个属灵的征战是必须要有准备的。
So Ephesians chapter 6, I referenced last time, but I want to encourage you to read through Ephesians chapter 6 again if you get the opportunity, because that tells us how to get ready for battle.
那么在这个属灵征战的准备方面，在圣经里面以弗所书第六章有详细的记载，我鼓励你们回家把这一章好好的读一遍。
So then the fourth thought that I closed out with last time was this thought regarding experiencing victory in life, and it's this. Not everybody who starts out in the battle with you will stay with you.
第四点，我们有得胜呢，我们必须有一个心理的准备，就是接受一个事实，就是我们的战友啊，不一定每一个人都能够持之以恒，抗战到底。
And the reality for us here on this point is this, that there will be people in your life and in my life that we thought would stick with us throughout all of life, but for one reason or another, they bail on us.
这个是很实际的问题，在我们属灵的征战当中，我们有同伴，但是有些可能跟我们走一段路，他们就放弃，所以我们不要沮丧。
And we saw in the story about how many thousands of soldiers bailed on Gideon, and that's where that thought was coming from.
那么这个今天经文的背景就是千千万万米甸的军队对抗这个以色列的军队是少数的。
And so this morning, what we're going to do is pick back up in the story of Gideon to discover some more truths about how we can experience victory in life.
So we All right,
so Judges chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, and then if you're taking notes, I'd encourage you to take notes after this passage of Scripture.
我们首先看第七章第一到第八节，我也鼓励大家做笔记。
All right, so early in the morning, Jerob Baal, that is Gideon, and all of his men camped at the spring of Herod, and the camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Morah.
那么这里讲到耶路巴利，他的名字叫基甸，他跟他的跟随的人早上就起来安营在这个哈律船这个地方。
And so the Lord said to Gideon, "Listen, Gideon, you have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into your hands, or Israel, you will boast against me, saying, 'My own strength has saved me.'"
那么耶和华就对基甸这个将军说了，我说我不能把米甸人交在你的手中，因为你们人太多，恐怕这个战争胜利了以后，你们自己会骄傑。
Verse 3, now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with the fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. And so 22,000 men, 22,000 soldiers left, while 10,000 remained.
那么基甸就面临一个选择的机会，耶和华就跟他说，凡是有惧怕胆怯的，他们可以回家。结果呢？ 有22,000人离开基列山回到他的家，只剩下10,000人。
But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out there for you. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say this one shall not go with you, he shall not go."
那么耶和华说10,000人还是太多，我要你把这些人带到水边，我决定哪一个可以上战场打仗，他们就去。 不能去的就留在他们自己的营里。And
so Gideon took the men down to the water, and there the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink." And 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs, and all of the rest of them got down on their knees to drink.
那基甸就把他们10,000人带到水边，叫他们喝水，从他们喝水的方法来辨别哪一个是被选择的。 结果用石头填水的人像狗一样填的，站在一边跪下来喝水的另外一边，那么只有填水的只有300人跪下来喝水的，就是其余的大众。And
then the Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands, and let all of the others go home."
那么耶和华说，所有人都可以各归各处。 唯有这300人呢，我要把米甸人交在他们的手中。And
so Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites home, but he kept the 300 who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others, and now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley.
那么基甸就对这300人说，我给你食物，也给你酒，其余的人就可以各归各帐篷，然后他们就到山上。
Verse 9, during that night, the Lord said to Gideon, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I'm going to give it into your hands."
那么当天晚上耶和华对基甸说，起来，下到米甸营去，我已经把他们交在你的手中。
And then verses 10 and 11, here's what it says, "If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah and listen to what they are saying, and afterward you will be encouraged to attack the camp." And so he and Purah, his servant, went down to the outpost of the Midianite camp.
那么耶和华知道人的软弱，所以他对基甸说：“如果你害怕的话，你可以带你的仆人普拉下去，在那边你会听到一些故事，从这个故事的当中你会被鼓励。”
Now, let's pause right here in these first 11 verses today and pull out some thoughts about how each one of us can experience victory.
那么我们先从这个11节的当中呢, 我们可以看看 我们可以学习到什么样的功课。
And the first thought here for us is this. It's that when God tells us to go, we better go.
第一个功课我们学到就是耶和华说你去，那么我们就要去。
And it's here we find that there was an issue of obedience versus disobedience. Gideon chose to be obedient to what God was asking him to do.
那么神说你要去的话，就马上碰到一个选择。我们一就是顺服，一就是违抗。
And you and I have to ask ourselves this question. When God is telling me to go, or when God is telling me to do something, am I doing it?
那么我们今天也碰到同样的问题。如果上帝要我们去做这个，做那个，那么我们的回应是怎么样呢？
And the truth of the matter, if we're just going to keep this simple today, it's this. We either do what God wants us to do, or we don't do what God wants us to do, and there's no in-between for us.
所以我们的选择其实是很简单，一就是我们顺命，一就是我们违命。
There is no such thing, perhaps you've heard this before, but there is no such thing as partial obedience.
所以没有这个半顺半逆这回事情。
Partial obedience is in fact disobedience.
你就一半的顺服就等于不顺服。
And if you ever want to see the results of what living a life of obedience versus living a life of obedience would be like, read Deuteronomy chapter 28.
那么我们会问一个问题。如果我顺命，如果我逆命，到底有什么后果呢？
And
那么我们就看看这个《申命记》第八章，二十八章。
Kind of a nutshell, kind of a summary of Deuteronomy chapter 28, it basically tells us this, that when we are obedient, God will bless us. And when we are disobedient, there will be curses upon us.
申命记二十八章的答案是非常简单。如果你顺服神，你就蒙福；如果你违抗神，你就蒙受咒诅。
And so in this story, we have to assume then that if Gideon had not done what God wanted him to do, the story that we have read here today, or partially read, would have probably turned out differently, and Gideon and all of his men would have been wiped out by this much stronger, much bigger, well-equipped Midianite army.
那么根据我们念那短短几节圣经，我们想象如果基甸没有顺服神的命令，他的结果是怎么样呢？我们可以想象到一定是被这个米甸人通通的除灭。
Now here's another thought that we can pull out. I'm going to pull out a bunch of thoughts for us today because this story is rich with life application.
那么这段圣经虽然是短，但是有丰富的生活的应用，所以第二个思想从这个经文可以提炼出来了，就是
If you and I are going to experience victory, we can't let fear become an excuse that will keep us from the task that God has in store for us.
因为如果我们让这个恐惧成为我们的借口，不去履行他的托付的话呢？
So we know that in the story, Gideon was facing some very overwhelming odds, but he did what God was asking him to do anyway.
那么我们也想象，基甸所面到的是一个非常强大的敌人，所以他的选择并不是那么容易。
And here's why this is important for us. If we become stationary in our spiritual life, we become stagnant. And when we become stagnant in our spiritual life, what happens is this. We will eventually die.
所以如果我们惧怕停滞不前的时候，我们就荒废了神给我们的恩典，它的结果就是属灵的死亡。
What would have happened here if Gideon had just stayed and not gone down to listen in on what the Midianites had been saying as God had instructed him to do? What if he had come up with all kinds of excuses and missed out on what God had in store for him?
那么基甸大可以用很多的借口说明他不要去打仗，但是如果他真的顺服他自己的借口的话， 他就会失去神给他的机会，也放废了神给他的恩典。
I think that there are times in your life and in my life when we let fear become an excuse for us, and when we do that, guess what happens? We stay right where we are today in the same old spiritual condition, just stationary and stagnant.
那么我们应用基甸这个故事到我们身上，就是如果我们惧怕而且找借口不去顺服神的话，我们也是停滞不前，也是浪费了神要我们今天存在这个地方的目的，以至于我们在他的恩典当中死亡。
And so in your life and in my life, when God taps us on the shoulder, when God speaks to us with a clear, distinct voice, when the Holy Spirit touches our heart, and when the Holy Spirit, God Himself says, go, we better go. Because if we let fear reside in us, we're going to slowly suffer a spiritual death. And that's not what God has planned for us.
So, 今天如果我们清楚神的旨意，也受圣灵的感动，神要我们的命令，我们必须要遵守，否则你自己是吃亏。
Now here's a little bit about the great thing about how God works, and he recognizes though that there will be times in our lives when we will have some level of fear. And so when we look to this story of Gideon, we're going to see what God does for Gideon and what God can do for your life and my life when we have some level of fear, according to what he's asking us to do.
但是神是非常的实际的，他知道我们不管怎么样觉得自己属灵，总是有时间我们会胆怯，总有这个时间知道我们不敢向前。
So the first thing that God does with Gideon is he tells Gideon that, listen, to let go of your fear. I know you. There might be a time when you're fearful of facing this Midianite army, but here's what I want you to do, Gideon. I want you to go ahead and I want you to take someone with you.
耶和华对他说，基甸，我知道你的软弱，我也知道你会碰到这些胆怯的时间，但是我来帮助你。
And so God is saying to Gideon, listen, I want you to take a support person. I want you to take a friend. I want you to take someone who will give you some counsel. I want you to take someone who can be a confidant in this approach toward the Midianite army.
但是耶和华说，你知不知道我已经给一个同伴给你了？他是你的朋友，是你的知己，也是你的心腹。他是你支持你的忠心的弟兄姐妹。
And so in your life and in my life then, we need to make sure and understand that it's important for us that as we are moving toward experiencing victory in our lives, that we need to make sure that we're taking somebody with us.
So 今天我们在属灵的征战的这个道上，我们不能自己一个人行，我们一定要找弟兄姐妹跟我们陪伴。
We need to make sure that we're taking along a support person or a confidant or someone who will give us wise counsel or maybe it's just a friend that we take along with us.
所以我们实在是需要朋友，需要弟兄姐妹，需要忠心的安慰者来跟我们一起走这个属灵征战的道路。
Because we don't need to experience victory all by ourselves.
因为我们一个人不能经历到神给我们的胜利。
As I shared with you in the message last month, here's the truth for us. God doesn't want us to have this lone ranger all by ourselves spirituality.
所以就上次我讲过了，我们在属灵这个事情上不能是一个独行侠，来完全靠自己去执行神给我们做的旨意。
And if I can ask us a question here, it would be this: Who in your life could be that person?
那么我们应该问问自己，神在这个教会当中，他有没有指派一些你的帮助者呢？
That would take you and help you to experience the victory that God has in store for your life.
他会帮助你，与你同行，让你一起来经历到得胜的生活。
So the second thing regarding this fear issue, this potential fear issue, the second thing that God does is this. God tells Gideon that he will be encouraged.
神还给基甸一个保证，他说你一定会受到鼓励的。
And so the truth for us today is this, that God will always provide encouragement to us when we need it the most, and especially when we head into battle and toward victory.
So this is a 上帝给我们的真理，就是当我们在这个属灵的征战当中，神一定在用各样的方法给我们一个鼓励，让我们能够勇往直前。
And the reason for that is because oftentimes when things are really good in our lives, when where there are not times of conflict, where we don't have a lot of tension or doubts, etc., we just really don't need a lot of encouragement, do we?
这个道理很简单，如果我们真的一帆风顺，也没有征战，也没有压力，也没有疑惑，我们就说啊，我不需要鼓励了。But
when we're facing battle and when we're striving toward victory in that battle, the road getting to that place can be very, very tough and very difficult.
但是如果我们遇到战争，也没有把握得胜，这个命途坎坷的时候。
And I'm assuming that each one of us today have had moments in our lives where we've experienced some battle wounds and some scars.
我相信我们每一个人都会有属灵的征战，而且我们在战场上面会受伤，是疤痕满面。
Perhaps we've had to deal with, or perhaps even today at this moment that we're sharing together, perhaps we're dealing with some internal hurts because of some of the things that we've had to battle against in our lives.
也许我们征战就是心灵里面深深的创伤，也许跟我们的老我的征战。
But the truth for us is this,
that
we are here today, and I would guess that the greatest reason why we are here today is because God encouraged us in the heat of those battles, in the difficult times during those battles.
但是我们基督徒有这样几个安慰，也有这样子的一个应许，就是在我们最困难的时候，上帝会帮助我们，上帝会鼓励我们。
There may be, perhaps you've heard this expression before, but there may be moments in our lives where we just want to take that towel and we just want to throw in that towel and just give up. And God says to us, listen, my child, don't give up.
多少的时间我们面对这个敌的时候，我们就认输，我们就放弃。但是神要我们记住，神是我们的帮助。
There may be times in our lives when we feel just depleted and weak and all those other feelings and emotions when we're dealing with battle-type situations, and God is there to remind us, listen, I am your strength when you are weak. I will be ahead of you and behind you and on all sides of you during this time in your life.
在我们属灵征战的时候，我们都有这个经历，就是我们好像没有希望了，但是耶和华说，我是盾牌。
Now, before we go on to the next part of this story, there is a thought that ties in here, and it's found in verse 15, and it says this: Gideon returned to the camp of Israel, and he called out to them, "Get up! The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands."
那么在十五节这里讲到，他说：“基甸，你起来，告诉你三百的军人。”And
so for us today, if we're going to experience victory, we need to make sure that we never underestimate. Here's another thought for us: never underestimate the power of our actions.
所以，我们今天要经历这个得胜的生命，我们一定要。
And so here we find that because Gideon chose to go, because Gideon did not let fear get in his way, because Gideon was encouraged, he was able to confidently lead others to battle and on to victory.
那么基甸认为他不惧怕，他也采取行动，因此他的信心增加，他还领别人去一起跟他征战。
And the truth here is this, that when you and I commit ourselves to these things that I've just a moment ago shared, what will happen is this: God will exponentially increase our leadership and our influence that we have with other people around us.
当我们照着神的话语去做的时候，我们不但不怕，我们的信心也增长，我们的领导能力跟影响力也同时增长。
All right, so let's continue on in here in our passage, and I don't know where it cuts off in your worship folder, but you can at least listen to the words if it does cut off. Verse 12 is where we're going to pick up today. Again.
那么我们从十二节再继续讲这个故事。
So verse 12 says, the Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, and they were thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore.
那么基甸顺从神的命令下山到了一个营旁，他一看就看到很多米甸的人、亚麻利人、东方人，还有无数的骆驼。
And so Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend of his dream. I had a dream, he was saying. A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed.
那当基甸在这个米甸人的营的当中，他听到两个米甸人在讲话。一个人说，我做了一个梦，就是梦见一个大麦饼滚到米甸营去。
And his friend responded, well, this can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands.
那么这个大麦饼呢，把米甸人的帐幕呢，倾倒了。所以解梦的人就这样子说，这个大麦饼是代表以色列，约雅斯的儿子基甸的刀。其实上帝已经把米甸的全军交在他们的手中。
When Gideon heard of this dream and its interpretation, he immediately bowed down and he worshipped. And then he returned to the camp of Israel and he called out, get up, the Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands.
那么基甸听到这个梦，也听到这个解梦，他就很高兴，马上跪下来敬拜上帝，回到他的自己的营当中，然后宣告他所听到的事情。
All right, so we're talking today about how we can experience victory in life. We're looking at this story of Gideon, and here are a couple more things out of these few passages that we can pull out. And the first one is this, that if we're going to experience victory, we need to know that no matter what size battle we are facing, God has already won that battle.
这个很重要的，我们刚刚读了这短短几节圣经，就是无论战争有多难，无论敌人有多强劲，得胜已经在耶和华的手中。
I just feel impressed to say this to us today, that if we leave here only with one thought, friends, I think it would be this one: no matter what size battle you might be facing, God has already won the battle.
这个有很重要的思想，是非常令人的兴奋的，就是不管敌人有多强，不管我们看自己有多软弱，如果这个战争是属耶和华的，这个胜利必定属于他。
So let's look at this again, because so we have Gideon and his 300 men. It was a small, tiny, little, nothing army, and the enemy that he was coming against was an army that had tens of thousands of well-equipped, well-experienced soldiers. I mean, they were ready to do battle, and Gideon was getting ready to face this battle in a size that he couldn't even begin to think of.
那么我们看看当时基甸所处的光景是怎么样。他只有300人，但是米甸呢有千千万万的军队，而且是非常很好的装备的军队，你要基甸怎么想呢？
It's estimated that the Midianite army might have been about 135,000 men, but the reality is that they were probably much larger than that.
根据解经家说，米甸的军队的数目至少有135,000人，这个也是一个很保守的估计。
And let me just say again, and I probably jumped ahead of myself here when I reiterated my point, but But just like Gideon's experience here, no matter what you are facing, God has already won that battle. It may not feel like it at times, right? It may not feel like it, but God has won the battle already.
那么我再重复一次，当这种情形的时候，我们要认定神已经使到这个战争得胜了，虽然当事人可能没有这个感情上的感觉。
And the reason that God has already won that battle is because of his son Jesus.
为什么这个属灵的征战会胜利呢？完全是因为他的儿子耶稣基督。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 says this, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
正如林前15章57节，感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣得胜。
Romans 8:31, this is such a powerful verse of victory for us. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could possibly be against us?
那么罗马书8章31节有个非常强烈的宣告，既然这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And then just a few verses below that, in Romans 8:37, it says this, in all things, we are more than conquerors. We're more than people who have won the battle. We're more than conquerors.
那么,
through him who has loved us.
跳到8章37节,罗马书,然而靠着爱我们的主,在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
So here's another thought that we can pull out from these few verses here, from 12 to 15.
那么我们从12到15节，我们再可以找到一些学习的功课。
If we're going to experience victory, we need to make sure that we make worship a practice in our lives.
就像基甸一样，他听到这个梦跟解梦以后，他就俯伏敬拜。所以我们的功课就是。
Verse 15 tells us here that Gideon bowed down and worshiped.
四世纪第七章十五节说，基甸就下拜敬拜上帝。
So let me share a few thoughts about worship so that we can understand what worship is and perhaps even what worship is not today.
那么我们就借这个机会就了解什么叫敬拜，而且什么是不。
So worship in our lives, worship places God first in our lives.
其实敬拜很简单，就是我们把神放在我们生命当中的第一位。
And so throughout Scripture, we find that we're told that worship is central. Worship is of primary importance to our relationship and our connection to God.
敬拜就是我们生活的中心。 也是我们跟主这个连线的一个基本的要素。
And if there's anything in our lives that is more important to us than God is, then that means that God doesn't hold first place in our lives.
如果我们把我们生活当中其他的事情放在上帝的前面的话，我们就不是敬拜。
You see, God held first place in Gideon's life, and because of that, that meant that as he was getting ready to face this battle, he knew he was going to win.
但是基甸,
but he bowed down and he worshipped God.
把神放在他生命的首位。
Here's another thought about worship. Worship is more than just music.
那么我们有一个误解，以为我们的singspiration音乐就是敬拜，其实敬拜是多过音乐的筹范。
So we don't really know what Gideon did here when he bowed down to God. He might have prayed. He might have just listened for God's voice. He might have recited some scripture.
那么圣经只说基甸在敬拜，但是他没有说他说什么是祷告吗？是听神的声音吗？是背圣经吗？
Gideon, in this moment of worship, he might have given an offering, or he might have shared in a few lines of a popular song of that day. We just really don't know how Gideon worshipped God.
也许他在敬拜这个时刻，他奉献一点金钱呢，而且唱一两首短歌呢，我们都不知道，圣经没有讲。
And I'm glad that we don't know. how Gideon worshipped that day, because when we think of worship, we tend to think that it's about the idea of music and singing, and this idea of worship is really much more than that in our lives.
其实祭奠这个敬拜，圣经没有把详细的情形告诉我们，其实是对我们有好处。如果它讲的很详细的话，我们对敬拜的领会就变成放在一个框框里面。
And then the third quick thought here on worship is this, that worship should really be a lifestyle for each one of us as believers.
其实敬拜不单单是一个行动，乃是我们一个基督徒一个生活的形态。
One author and songwriter said this about worship. He says, worship has been misunderstood as something that arises from a feeling which comes upon you.
有个音乐家，他的名字叫Graham Kendrick，他对敬拜有这样子的看法。他说，我们一般的领会了，以为我们的感情，我们的感动，一到提升的时候，就能够达到一个光景。这个光景就叫敬拜。
And he goes on, he says, but it is vital that we understand that worship is rooted in a conscious act of the will to serve and obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
不错，敬拜是有感情的成分，但是敬拜的根是指在这个理性意志的行动。这个行动乃是指向这个服侍基督跟顺服基督。
And so Romans 12:1 tells us that it's only when we offer our entire lives. This is why worship is about a lifestyle. It's only when we offer our entire lives as a living sacrifice that we begin to engage in the spiritual act of worship.
所以罗马书12:1节给我们一个很好的解释。经上说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。 你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。意思是，这样子的侍奉乃是符合理性逻辑的属灵敬拜。And
the Bible tells us that when we make worship a lifestyle like Gideon did, that's when God is pleased with us.
当我们像基甸一样，把敬拜成为我们生活一个很重要的形态、重要的部分的时候，我们的上帝就喜悦了我们。All
right, so let's finish up our thought here today. We'll pick up again in this Judges chapter 7 at verse 16.
我们又回到四世纪第十六章，第七章第十六节。
So verse 16, it says, dividing the 300 men into three companies, he placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside.
那么祭奠就把300人分成三组，每一个人他给一个角，给一个空瓶子，然后把这个火把放在了瓶子的里面。
Watch me, he told them, follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do.
那么基甸就对他的军人说，你要看我行事，当我到了这个殿的边的时候，我做什么，你们就做什么。When
I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
当他把这300人围绕着米甸人的营里面的时候，基甸就吹角。So
Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard, and they blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands.
那么在三更之初，就才换更的时候，基甸就照他所计划的计划行事。 他就吹角，然后打破瓶子，然后每一个军人就左手拿着火把，右手拿着角，喊叫耶和华和基甸的刀。And
the three companies blew the trumpets and they smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hands and holding their right hands the trumpets that they were to blow. They shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon."
那么300人就照这个计划去做，大喊耶和华是。
And while each man held his position around the camp, all of the Midianites ran, and they were crying out as they fled.
那么基甸的军队就各站各的岗位，一起吹角，一起喊叫。结果耶和华 就使到米甸人里面有内乱。
When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on one another with their swords, and the army fled to Bethshitta towards Zerah, as far as the border of Abel Meloah near Tabith.
那么耶和华使到全米甸的营的人都乱数，米甸军就用刀互相击杀，结果他们就逃跑，一直跑到希利拉这个地区里面一个城市叫伯哈士他。
And then in verse 23, we find that Israelites from Naphtali, Asher, and Manasseh were all called out, and they too pursued the Midianites. And then Gideon sent messengers through the hill country of Ephraim, saying, Come down against the Midianites and seize the waters of the Jordan ahead of them as far as Beth Bora. So all of the men of Ephraim were called out, and they seized the waters of the Jordan as far as Beth Bora. And then I'll finish up here in a moment.
为了得到全面的胜利，基甸就跑到拿弗他利、亚瑟、马拿西这个地方，把所有的人都聚集在一起，跟着这三百人去追赶米甸人。那么二十四节，基甸打发人走遍以法莲山地，说：“你们下去攻击米甸人，争先把守约旦河的渡口，直到伯巴拉。”于是以法莲的众人聚集，把守约旦。
And so in verse 25, it concludes for us, and it says, They also captured two of the Midianite leaders, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb at the winepress of Zeb. And they pursued the Midianites and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, who was by the Jordan.
那么二十五节就是第七章最后一节，就把这个战争的结论说得很清楚，抓住了米甸人的两个首领，一名俄利，一名西伊伯，将俄利杀在俄利磐石上，将西伊伯杀在西伊伯肘栅那里，又追赶米甸人，将俄利和西伊伯的首级，就是他的头，带过约旦河到基甸那里去。
And so as we're wrapping up this message here, this two-part message, if you and I are going to experience victory, we need to know one of the last things here is this, that victory will always require a strategy.
这里我们又学到一个功课，如果我们在属灵的事情上，的征战上要胜利，我们必须有计划，有策略，有谋略。
And so we have two strategies at work here in this story. First of all, we have a military strategy. The 300 guys were split up, and they surrounded the Midianite army from above.
那么这个策略方面，我们可以有两方面。第一方面是军事上的策略，他把三百人分三队包围这个米甸营。
And this is a good military strategy if it could be accomplished, as they would have had the advantage of position over their enemy.
这个是一个非常完美的一个谋略，因为他使到他自己三百人的军队处于一个有利的地位。
And part of their strategy was this, that it was nighttime, and many of the Midianites were sleeping, and they were not expecting anything to happen.
另外一个也是一个非常美善的一个计划。就是他们打仗的时候是晚上，是趁这个米甸人正在睡觉的时候乘虚而入。
And so Gideon and his men snuck up on them when they were least expecting it.
那么基甸的军队就攻打米甸的军队，在那个时候米甸军队一点都没有预想到会有这样子发生。
Now there are a couple of factors here. That were perhaps not so good military strategies.
但是我必须指出这个计划的另外一步，在人看来是好像不是太完美的。
First of all, this tiny little small army of 300 taking on an army of 135,000 men was not smart.
首先，他以寡敌众，就是以三百人去跟135,000人去打仗，这个不是一个很聪明的方法。
They were outnumbered 450-1.
这个比例算一下的时候，就是敌人是450，然后基甸的军队是一450比一。
And when going into battle, humanly thinking here, it's oftentimes better to at least have a comparably sized army, if not a larger sized army.
在人的脑筋的思想里面，两个军队打仗，至少是势均力敌，你不能说差太多。
And so then the second not so good strategy is their weaponry. And so instead of armor, instead of spears or whatever else they had then, they used horns.
另外有一个以人的眼光看来不是太好的策略，就是祭奠的武器是角、空瓶跟火把，然而敌人是用盔甲、枪跟矛。
They used musical instruments and empty jars.
那么他们用乐器来去打仗，有没有听过？
And that doesn't really make sense for us. They weren't using exactly the best choice of weaponry to go into this battle.
以我们看来，他们是一个很愚蠢的行动，因为他们没有用到最好的武器去打仗。
And so when we look at this one strategy, of this military strategy, this military perspective, victory would really be difficult, if not entirely impossible in this situation.
如果我们分析这个军事的策略的话，我们发现这个胜利是应该没有把握，也不可能会发生。
And there are times in my life and in your life that this is how we tend to operate. This is how we tend to do things when we're preparing for a battle.
但是这个岂不是我们日常生活当中对于属灵征战一种想法吗？
We look to our resources and our strategies, and we look to our wisdom and our experience, and one of two things tends to happen in this situation.
多少的时间我们要看看我们的资源有多少，我们的策略好不好，我们的智慧是怎么样，而且我们的经验是怎么样。
One, we give up before we even begin, because when we look at what we have versus what our enemy has, there is no possible way that we can win. So why even bother trying, right?
所以当我们把自己去敌人相比的时候，发现己不及人的时候，我们还没有打仗，我们就先退下来了。Or
two, we go into battle perhaps foolishly, thinking that our resources, our wisdom, our experience, and our strength will defeat a much larger enemy, and we'll often find ourselves on the losing end of that battle because we thought that we could do it on our own.
但是在另外一个极端，我们以为我们有把握，靠着我们的资源、策略、智慧、经验，我们很愚蠢的，觉得我们会得胜，结果我们就失败。
But it's here that we need to remember, it's here that we need to tie back in this idea of what I'm calling this series Mission Possible For.
那么故事讲到这里，我们就回想一下，我为什么叫这个系列叫做无往不利的使命呢？
Friends, we have to know that there's nothing impossible with God.
首先我们也知道，在神里面没有难成的事。
And so in order to understand how this impossible situation was made possible, we have to take a look at the second strategy used here in this story. And it's not a military strategy, it's God's strategy.
当我们把一个看起来不可能的事情变成可能的时候，我们就必须要回顾我们这策略谋略是怎么样。
And God's strategy here, it's crazy. But God's strategy here included using the weakest, the youngest member of the least family in the least tribe who had the least experience.
那么其实上帝的计划是用软弱的、年轻没有经验的、家中最小的、支派中最软弱的、兵量最少的、装备最差的来面对这个凶猛的劲敌。
And God chose to take this guy, this Gideon, this farmer, who was the least of all this stuff.
有没有想到，基甸其实不是一个军人，他是一个农民。
To put him as the leader over the smallest, the least equipped, and the worst equipped.
然后神指派他做一个军事的领导，在这个没有装备、 人数少的情形之下能够向敌人夸胜。
He chose to put him over the smallest, least equipped, and worst equipped army in order to defeat one of the most powerful armies of that time.
在人最软弱、最看起来不可能的时候，居然这个战争属于神，居然胜利。
And the reason God did it this way was so that Gideon and his army and their enemy, and for you and I today, would know that victory.Will not come, not because of, or will come, not because of what you and I have or don't have, and not because of what size battle we might be facing, but because nothing is impossible with God.
那么上帝为什么要把我们放在一种人看起来不可成功的环境之下来经历他的大能大力呢？原来他要我们学习谦卑，依靠他，在不利的环境当中得到这个确信得胜的把握，中间的关键就是我们的信念在神面前凡事都能。
And God wants us to get to a place in our lives where we know that victory can happen and the impossible situations that we face can be turned into our possibilities, not because of us, but because of Him.
上帝之所以这样子做，把我们放在一些不利的环境当中，乃是要我们知道，所有的得胜不是靠我们自己，乃是靠万军之耶和华。
Nothing，
没有一件事情
is impossible，
在神的眼中是不可能的。
With God，
神是万能的。
Let's pray today。
让我们一起祷告。
God， I pray that we leave here。Knowing that there's nothing impossible when you are in it.
主啊，我愿意这个信息铭刻在我们弟兄姐妹的当中，让我们知道在你的面前没有难成的事。
God help us to know this truth from Scripture today.
透过这个圣经的话语，帮助我们了解你的旨意。
God, when we're faced with battles that it's difficult for us to see victory in, Lord, I pray that you would remind us that you are already the victor.
在我们生命当中，我们常常处于一个不知道得胜会不会发生的光景之下，让我们明确的了解你就是那位得胜的神。
God, I pray that you'd speak to us today.
我们祈求你亲自对我们每一个弟兄姐妹朋友说话。
And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
我们如此祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。